I got a job working at the Grand Ole Opry literally the day after I moved to Nashville. I worked there for several years while I was in college and during my first deal as a songwriter in town. I worked in the gift shop and I sold picture history books before every show. There was a woman who would dress up like Minnie Pearl, and then every night she would make an announcement down in front of the audience about picture history books, and then my fellow booksellers and I would go down front, we'd hold up our books, and then we'd immediately set to work, you know, hawking them for like 15 bucks or whatever it was. And then, you know, every chance that I could, and even a lot of times when I shouldn't have, I would sneak into the house and I would watch as much of the show as possible each night. And considering I worked every show, every night, maybe I owe the Opry a buck or two by now. But anyway, I got to see Porter Wagoner before he passed away. I knew every little Jimmy Dickens joke. I watched Jeannie Seeley and Gene Shepherd in their elements every night and witnessed so many new artists play the Opry for their first time, then go on to become superstars and return to the Opry. And it was just such an amazing experience.